at. Now over to Wes James and Taylor Biddle.
Taylor, we said last week, it was one, once you get into the region play, it was one week at a time. Your first goal was to win that first region game because that guaranteed you a spot in the playoffs. Your second goal tonight, win this game, that guarantees you no less than second place and a first round home game in the playoffs. So you've got it in thirds, one, two, and three.
Yeah.
We've got one third of it, Dud. We need to get the second third tonight.
Yeah, and we control our own destiny too at this point, Wes. I mean, if we win tonight, we're able to pull out the victory tonight, we can still control our own destiny. We don't have to rely on anybody else, is what we talked about in the countdown to kickoff. So, yeah, I mean, it's been a long time since the Lowndes High Vikings have had a home playoff game. I know we can do some research on that, maybe get you that during halftime, but, you know, we need a home football game during the playoffs, and tonight is what's on the line for that.
And we can do that if we come out and execute. It'd be really nice. Now, the offense, people have been talking all week, the offense clicking on all cylinders. Probably one of the, and when you go back and look at it, I think it's the highest scoring offense there is in the state right now, averaging the most points. Our defense, susceptible. We can give up some points at times.
Bend, but don't break.
You bend, but you don't break.
Sorry, Wes. I got to give a lot of credit to Coach Mack. He's called 100% of the plays this year from that offense, and we've got some skilled people. We can get on both perimeters. We can go vertical on you. We got a good core of running backs. So, yeah, offensively tonight we shine. You know, they say in golf, you drive for show and you putt for dough. I think you show with offense, but the defense is what wins you the ball game. The last time we had a home playoff game was 2012, and we lost to Marietta Blue Devils 30-27. So it's been a while since we've had a home playoff game. That's what we're on the line tonight.
Sure is, and Tipton is a Tipton. I look down here and see that, and Millie thinks Tipton. That's Camden, because Tipton and Colquitt's playing tonight. We'll try to keep you up on that just as much as we can. Setting the kickoff, looks like number 86, Antonio Smith, for Camden, and he will be kicking towards that south end zone. Back deep, Tyson Harris and Tavon Kyle. Those are our deep guys. Waiting on the kick. There it is. High end over end kick. There's a big wind. He kicks it into the end zone, and the Vikings will take over. First and 10 from our own 20-yard line.
Gephardt, kicker there for the Wildcats. He was able to put that one deep in the end zone. And if they're gonna be able to make us drive 80 yards all night tonight, it could be something to keep an eye on. That kicker has got a leg. Now, he did have the wind behind him overlooking at the flags, Wes. That's going to be pivotal tonight, I believe.
It is, the way that wind is blowing from north to south. Something one of the players told me, said, really watch Camden's defense. They play tight. In fact, he said, their kicking team is tight. So he said, so you might be able to see some big returns. Here comes Michael Barrett out on the field. We'll start on the far hash mark on the 20. J.D. Lee as the running back. We've got three receivers near side, single receiver far side. Barrett in the shotgun. Camden in a three-man front, two linebackers up on the line. Now one backs off. He looks, does a little bubble screen out to Tyson. He gets hit, and immediately.
Hey, that's an incomplete pass.
That was an incomplete pass, and the official ruled it, said it was complete, and dropped the ball.
Oh my goodness. Tyson Harris was, they were throwing the screen pass out to Tyson Harris. He got hit right when the ball got there. Let's go down to Marty. Marty, you were right there to see that. They called that a complete pass and then a breakup and a fumble and scoop and score?
No, guys, they're calling it a backwards lateral, saying that he threw it backwards. I was not down the line. It was extremely close. Our sidelines are up to saying it was incomplete, but official on the line, he's looking right down and a lot closer than we are. He made a good call, I guess, because he can see better than we can.
Well, if it was a backward pass, then, because I sure didn't think he had control of it.
Yeah, thank you, Marty, for that equipment part spot sideline update. But the more important part of that play is Tyson Harris was shaken up on that play, and he is down on the field being attended to by the athletic staff. He does get up on his own and making his way to the sideline. So one play, Camden has come up with the football and scored.
They lead 6-0 as they come on to attempt the extra point. And they look like they may run them a little swinging gate themselves. Did they bring everybody over? Yep, now they come over. And it will be, looks like 83, Dawson English to attempt the extra point. Ball's down, kicks up, it's good, and we'll be back after this 30-second break. Back at the CBC Bank Press Box, 11:53 to go here in the first quarter, 7 seconds, and Camden's up 7-0. Set to kick off again is Antonio Smith. Puts that foot into it. He's got the wind at his back. Again, he drives it into the end zone, and we'll bring it out to the 20-yard line.
Looks like Tyson is going to make his way back out, so he is up and going to be okay. Might have just gotten the wind knocked out of him. Marty, what you got?
Guys, he did. That's what it appears. He went over and talked to the coaches, trainers a little bit, and then walked around, kind of shut the collars off a little bit. It wasn't a shot high. It was a shot right to his chest. I think it just knocked the wind out of him. He's back in there. Looks like he's going to be okay.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment part supply sideline update. It's a little screen pass is what happened there earlier, and the guy got there right at the time of the pass and knocked it loose.
Harris back out on the field. Two receivers far side, two receivers near side. Barrett in the backfield. Camden, that three-man front. Linebacker showing blitz. Barrett keeps on the quarterback keeper up the middle. He's across the 30, the 35, the 40, and they pull him down as he gets out to the 49-yard line. A 29-yard just quarterback draw all the way by Michael Barrett as he gets us out to the 49 and doing just exactly what we need to do, spread that defense out.
Absolutely. Going a little up-tempo now, rushing to the line of scrimmage, and we spread that defense out. Michael Barrett designed quarterback draw the whole time right up the A-gap, able to get the ball to midfield.
Trips to the far side. Nobody to the near tight end to our side. Man in motion towards us. Play action. Drops back. Looks. Downfield looking for Devon Kyle. Overthrows him and off the fingertips of a Camden defender back at the 10-yard line. And Devon stopped and then they had to take off again.
Yeah. Barrett stutter stepped in the pocket. He stepped up when pressure was collapsing around him. Overthrew a well-covered Tavon Kyle.
11:26 to go, first quarter. Camden leading 7-0. Stops the clock. It'll be second and 10 from our own 49. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings right to the left on your radio dial. Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Looking at three-man blue cat defense. Give it to J.D. Lee. No, Barrett keeps it on the quarterback keeper. That read option. Look at him as he fights his way across the 45, the 40, the 35, the 30, all the way down to the 30-yard line. And that was Michael Barrett on that quarterback read. And he just took it to the, he's going to take it to the house.
Yeah, read the jet sweep. He pulled it out once they went with the jet sweep. Run it right up the gut. Initial contact is not going to bring Michael Barrett down, especially when it's high. You got to get him low. He was able to get into the secondary and pick up big yards, 21 yards on the carry.
Travis Tisdale in the backfield now. Gives it to Tisdale. Starts right, comes back left. By one man, two, still on his feet, down to the 15. Just that quick 15-yard run by Travis Tisdale. And we are down in the red zone.
Back-to-back first downs there. Tisdale and Barrett able to get us inside the red zone. Big pickup on the play. 15 yards is what they're calling it. Tisdale right up the gut.
Barrett tying his shoe. He'll send trips to the far side. Marcus Gary, Tyson Harris, and Devon Kyle. Jenkins to the near side. 10:45 to go first quarter. Vikings, second possession. Again to Tisdale. Tisdale behind that line of scrimmage. Fights his way down to the 10-yard line for a 5-yard gain. It'll be second and 5 from the 10. We can pick up a first down at the 5-yard line.
Absolutely. Line of gain is the 5. Good job up front there getting penetration by the offensive line. Tisdale running right up the A-gap, right behind that center. You really get into the second level.
Again, trips to the far side, single receiver near side, three linebackers. Barrett keeps it on the quarterback keeper. He'll spin, and he'll have the first down as he crosses. He may be short. They're marking him on this side of the 5.
We're going to go down to Marty and see what he sees. Marty, what's it look like? Marty's calling a little bit short. Going to be third and about a half a yard.
There comes that plowboy offense. Third and a half a yard, 9:49 to go first quarter.
Might go to that T that we ran so much last week.
You could very well could see that. Nope.
Pistol.
In the pistol with Tyson Harris right behind him. Calls for the ball. Gives it to Harris. Harris has the first down, and he's going to be down around the 1-yard line. First and goal from the 1. Clock stops with 9:30 to go here in the first quarter. Of course, Camden leads 7-0, but our Vikings is looking to put the ball in the end zone. We've taken it from our 20 and have just run it down their throats. Again, in the pistol. Tyson Harris standing back at the 10. Barrett under center. Calls for it. Quarterback keeper right across the goal line behind that big offensive line and touchdown Vikings.
Yeah, went right to the quarterback sneak. Got under center that time. Tap, gave him a tap. Probably a no call there on the snap and ran it right up the gut for a 1 yard touchdown run.
Degan Anderson on to attempt the extra point. Chris Foster to hold. Will we swing the gate? Yep, we're coming back over. And here comes Colton Broom looking to tie this thing up with 9:13 to go here in the first quarter.
These are my impact players right here tonight, Wes.
Those guys right there?
30 and 80, 85.
Chris Foster calls for the football. He sets it down. Broom's foot's into it. It's tied up. We'll take a 30-second break. Back after this. Back at the CBC Bank Press Box, Vikings have just tied it up. 7 apiece. We'll be going to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap right after this kickoff. Eric Paulo set to kickoff. Back deep for Camden.
We'll get you those numbers in just a minute. 18, it looks like one of them.
Paulo kicking into the wind. High, high kick. Camden, take it, hits. Picks it up at the 12, 15, 20. Gets hit as he gets across the 22. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence with the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 8 plays. It went for 80 yards. Michael Barrett ran a 1 yard touchdown for the Vikings. Colton Broom kicked the extra point through to make it 7-7 Vikings with 9:04 left in the first quarter.
Thank you, Chuck, for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
First example right there, Eric Paulo's done a good job for us this year, kicking it deep into the end zone. That kick right there was into the wind, kicking towards the mall, and really didn't get it past about the 15 or the 20-yard line. So it's going to play major role tonight in this kickoff.
Here comes John Jones. He brings Camden out on the field there on the near hash mark, going from left to right on your radio dial. Vikings. And a five, looks almost like a five-man front, waiting for the clock to stop. Start. We give it. No, it's a play action. Looks, throws out in the flats, and he'll throw it out of bounds. Incomplete pass. Stops the clock with 8:59 to go. Be second and 10. And right off the bat, they come out and want to test our secondary.
Yeah, they ran three vertical there. The problem was we only had two in deep coverage. We were expecting the run, stacking the box like most people used to do to us. And they were trying to hit us quick early with a deep pass. Incomplete.
Jones for Camden. He's looking to the sidelines. Slides under center. Puts a man in motion. Gives it a tailback around the left side. Gets hit at the line of scrimmage. And he'll get maybe a yard out to the 25. It will be third and 9 from there.
Jeff Davis read that like a book. Made a good job tackling there in the initial contact in the back. Going to bring up third down and 8 to go.
Guys, one injury note here. 17, Justin is out the game tonight, not playing. He's got appears that his ankle's wrapped. Maybe he's got a bum ankle. Jordan Wright getting a start there at corner. Got a start last week at safety and this week at corner.
Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. 8:22 to go here, first quarter, all tied up 7 apiece. It is third and 8 from the 25. Jones under center. Bobbles a snap. Goes back, looks, throws out in the flats, and he'll again will be incomplete as he overthrows his receiver. Be fourth down, and Camden will go 3 and out, and they'll have to punt.
Yeah, design rollout there by the quarterback. They were trying to hit the deep out route there, overthrown by Jones. Good job by the Viking defense, standing tall. We're going to send back Tavon Kyle in punt return.
Very dangerous man. The Camden punter standing at the 10. Kyle standing back at our 38. We come after it. He signals fair catch. The ball's on the ground. Tavon Camden picked it up, heads to the end zone. We bobbled it.
You can't advance a muff punt. It's going to be down.
You would think it's going to be down. I don't see a beanbag anywhere.
Tavon Kyle went back trying to catch that ball around the 30-yard line, fumbled it backwards, and you're not supposed to be able to advance a muff punt. Looks like the White Hat's going to get an earful from Coach Mack. So,
he finally drops his beanbag at the 30, calls timeout.
Guys, you're absolutely right. Coach Mack ran out to the White Hat, got his attention. Everybody else on the crew's down here signaling touchdown. They're lining up for extra point. The white hat's back here trying to get them to come back.
Thank you, Mike.
Now it looks. Hold on. Now they're going to talk. But you're right. You can't advance a muff, and he never had control of the ball. The official over here on the sidelines is telling us, you know, that we're right. They'll get it correct. And that's exactly. You just heard the official come and say you can't advance it, and they will be bringing it back.
And that's Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Being in the right place at the right time, he always is. They'll bring it back to the 30-yard line.
And it wasn't like possession was changing back and forth and it was advancing the ball closer to the goal line. We fumbled the ball around the 40-yard line. It was picked up by Camden at the 30-yard line, so that's where the ball has to be downed because you cannot advance a muff punt. And we're going to get an official timeout.
An official got hurt. Our trainer's checking his hand out.
Yeah, guys, he actually got run over in the play there. Got blindsided, and they got one of our trainers out there looking at his hand, it does appear. So
we can't
stop it here for a minute.
Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update. We went after the punt.
Yeah.
And actually ran into the punter. Of course, the referee said
no
call, and we were watching that. And then we saw Tavon signal fair catch, and don't know if he lost the ball or if the wind, because the way this wind,
guys, I was going to just say that, Wes. We talked about that before the game. The wind is really, really blowing down here on the field. You can see the flags, and you saw Tavon get underneath it, and the wind just caught it. And, you got to feel for the kid because it's hard to field a punt in this kind of condition.
It sure is. Marty, again, thank you for those good eyes and that equipment parts supply sideline update.
So what happened there, too, is Tavon was kind of underplaying it. He realized he needed a backup. So what he did, he turned his back to the ball and was running, trying to catch it over his shoulder. The problem was it just hit him and rolled towards our goal line, and they scooped and scored. But it's not going to be a touchdown there. It's going to be brought back to the 30-yard line. So, Wes, we talked about it. This game against Camden, we seems like we always have things like this for some reason, and years past. And it looks like it's starting off exactly like that tonight.
Yep.
So we've turned the ball over once again to the Wildcats, giving them good field position.
But something, they're sending both teams to the sidelines. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be back after this. Back at the CBC Bank Press Box, 7:54 to go here first quarter. Tied up 7 apiece. We just forced Camden in a 3-and-out. We muffed the punt. Camden recovers at the 30, and it'll be Camden's football at our 30-yard line, and the score is tied 7 apiece.
Yeah, field position is going to be a premium tonight, and we gave Camden a really good starting position.
John Jones, the quarterback, comes to the line of scrimmage. He's got Mickey Packard, number 2, right behind him. They put a man in motion toward the visitor side, give it to Packard up the middle, gets hit by one man, and a flag drops, and we've got a legal procedure.
Yeah, somebody got a little excited up front there, decided to start before it was snapped, and we're going to back them up 5 yards, so that's good for the Vikings, backing them up, making first and 15.
If you've just tuned in, Camden scored first on the very first play they kicked off. Official ruled it was a backward pass to Tyson Harris, and Tyson got hit. The ball was loose. Camden picked it up and took it in the end zone. So Camden's score came on a freak kind of play. We've had 80 yards rushing for our Vikings. Again, Jones under center on his jet sweep around the side. The man gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. That was number 24 on the carry. That's a Trevon Packard.
Yeah, 36. Mike Gentry saw that, read it perfectly, was able to get in the backfield. We're going to back him up a little bit more. Maybe 1 yard loss there, second 16.
Second and 16, 7:30 to go here in the first quarter, tied up 7 apiece. Our defense has played hard so far. Jones under center. He's got three receivers. He's got two receivers to the far side and a man in the slot. We're in a four-man front. They give it to Packard over the left side. He's got a hole. He turns. He's out of the first down as he gets across the 20 down in our territory, down around the 12, 13-yard line, or 16-yard line.
That fullback position in the wing tee is so pivotal. If you're able to get to the second level, is exactly what they did. Big pickup there for the Wildcats. It's going to be first down and 10 to go.
Their first down tonight. And they are down at the 18-yard line. That was 19 yards on the carry by Packard. They give it to Packard again over the right side. Gets hit as he gets, he'll pick up 2 yards, and then he'll run into a whole host of Vikings, and he'll get pushed back.
Trying to run the same play just to the other home side of the field there. Good read there by the Viking defense. Standing tall, able to pick up about 3 on the play, going to bring up second down.
Taylor, our defensive front so far is playing real well.
We're rotating in and out there. We brought a new defensive end. We got a 4-man front now.
Here come Camden Blue Cats. Got a man in motion around the left side. He gets hit. Axe the line of scrimmage, and he'll go down. Well, actually, he'll lose 2 yards. So instead of second and 8, that's going to be 3rd and 10.
Initial contact there in the backfield by Will Tolbert, one of Bill's impact players tonight. They're trying to run that sweep that we're so used to seeing the Vikings run, where you get it on the perimeter quick. And we were able to read that and get up there and make a good open field tackle.
5:57 to go here in the first quarter. All tied up 7 apiece. It'll be 3rd and 10 for the Blue Cats. And you hear this Viking crowd in the background. They're getting excited. Jones in the shotgun. Drops back. Play action. Looks and...
timeout.
Who called time? Timeout. Camden called time. Before then, we'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the CBC Bank Press Box. 5:38 to go here in the first quarter. Tied up 7 apiece. It'll be 3rd and 10. With the ball back at our 18-yard line, as Camden will look to try to pick them up a first down. They've only got 1 so far tonight.
Yeah, we're able to stop them 3 and out. Forced a punt. We muffed it. They've got 2 consecutive third down conversions. This is going to be a difficult one for them, 3rd and 11.
Jones, under center, got a man in motion towards us. Takes a snap. Gives it to Packard as he goes around the left side. Looking for a hole. He's going to be close to the first down. They say he got it. As he crossed the 10 down around the 6-yard line. And what they did, they brought a man in motion jet sweep towards us. Ran Packard back on the opposite way and found him some real estate out there.
Little misdirection in the backfield. And able to get to the perimeter. He was able to get the ball down to the 6-yard line. That's where Camden's going to have first and goal. 5:22 to go in the first quarter. All tied up at 7.
John Jones, the Camden quarterback, under center. Man in motion towards us. Give it to Packard over the right side. Gets hit as he crosses the 5 down around the 4-yard line. Be second and goal from there. Misdirection is where they've got us so far tonight.
Yeah, Mike Gentry there, able to make the first contact. A little bit of a pickup there for the Wildcats. Ball's in the middle of the field. And you gotta expect they're probably going to just try to pound it here into the end zone with the 3 consecutive plays.
4:48 to go here, first quarter. Tied up at 7 apiece. Again, Jones under center. Remember, used to seeing a guy in the shotgun. Packard right behind him. Gets it to the tailback, number 16, over the left side. He runs right into some Vikings as he gets across the 5, maybe to the 3, where it'll be 3rd and goal from the 3-yard line.
Yeah, Viking defense stood tall there, trying to force a 3rd down. That's exactly what they've done. Ball is set down on the 3-yard line. We're able to get a little penetration there. Got what looked, appeared to be about a 6-man front.
That was the Vegas Austin on the carry for Camden. Ball on the far hash mark. 3rd and goal. Man in motion towards us. Jones, play action, rolls right. Looks, there we come. Get a hand on him, and he goes down back at the 16.
Yeah, it was rolling to the home side of the field. They were trying to throw it into the end zone. We have great penetration there again by our defensive front. That's Gentry and Holmes, and we're going to force what appears to be a field goal attempt.
And there comes our field goal kicker out on the field.
Guys, I believe that was Jeff Davis that got that sack there coming in off the edge, but good job there by number 10, Jeff Davis.
It'll be 93, Oliver Kellum. Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Kellum to attempt what looks to be about a 32-yard field goal. Ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back after this. Back at the CBC Bank Press Box here at Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Taylor Biddle. Vikings trail 10-7 with 3:19 to go here in the first quarter off a 32-yard field goal by Camden. Camden set to kick off. Nice high kick. Got the wind at their back and to the end zone. And we'll take over at the 20. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 9 plays. Oliver Killam kicked a 32-yard field goal to make it 10-7 Camden with 3:19 left in the first quarter.
I think that was huge there for us. They had the ball down to about the 3-yard line trying to run a play action pass, and we were able to get penetration. Jeff Davis on the big sack. 3 points was huge there, I think, after the muff punt.
Absolutely. You hold them just three when you have a first and goal inside the 5. Here come our Vikings. Barrett in the shotgun. Twins to the left, twins to the right. Camden almost in a 5-man front. Quickly throw out in a flat to Harris. Harris makes the catch. Jukes one man, two, still on his feet. He's out to the 25. It'll be second and 5. Little 5-yard pitch and catch out there, and I'll take 5 yards any day.
Yeah, they were bringing the blitz off the left side. Barrett had to get it out of his hands really quick. Thrown it a little high, but good job there by Tyson Harris pulling it down for a 5-yard gain.
Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. We're inside 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Trailing by 3. They show blitz. There he comes. We pick it up. Barrett runs away from it. He's by one man, two. He's across the 30 to 35. The 40 still on his feet as he gets out to the 42-yard line.
Coach Coffey talked about in pregame they were going to have to open field tackle, especially when we bust to the second level. Michael Barrett's not going to go down with first contact, running towards the home side. 17-yard pickup there by Barrett. First down, Vikings.
Moves the ball to our side of the field. 2:40 to go here, first quarter. Vikings trail by 3, 10-7. J.D. Lee in the backfield with Barrett. Two receivers far side, two near side. They're in a 4-man front. We give it to Lee. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage, spins, and we may get back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, the only way the read option works is if you give it to the running back a couple times, even though you may not want to, able to get back to the line of scrimmage. J.D. Lee, short running back for us, 5'6", 170-pound junior.
Second and 10. Camden in a 4-man front. They jump into the neutral zone. There comes the flag.
Yeah. It's been working for us all year, that hard count sometimes, getting us a little bit of cheap yardage, and that's exactly what happens there. We're going to bring up second and a little bit shorter.
Yep, so the second and 10 is going to be second and 5 as we move it out to the 47-yard line. Vikings, again, we're going right to left on your radio dial. We've got Devon Kyle, Tyson Harris on the near side, Marcus Gary, Xavier Jenkins to the far side. We're inside 2 minutes to go now here in the first quarter. Camden, 3-down lineman. Barrett drops straight back. Pump fakes, looks. He takes off, nothing there, starts to run. Across the 50, gets by one man, gets a great block by Jenkins on the far side. He's down the sidelines to the 30, to 20. And what a block by Xavier Jenkins to free Michael Barrett as he went to the visitor side of the field.
What I noticed most about that, the pocket started to collapse. Barrett was keeping his eyes downfield, 33 yards on the pickup. He broke tackles left and right, got to the far side, and good downfield blocking. Like you said, Xavier Jenkins busting that one open.
33 yards on that carry. We're at the minute 35 mark. First and 10 from the 20. Michael Barrett gives it to J.D. Lee. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage, turns those big legs, and he'll pick up a yard, maybe two, as he tries to jump right into the teeth of that Camden defense.
Lee running it right up the gut there. Picked up a little bit of yardage. Going to take a breather here, not as much up tempo as we look over to get the play.
Tyson Harris, Devon Kyle to the near side. Jenkins, single receiver to the far side. J.D. Lee in the backfield. Marcus Gary as the up back. Camden, 3-man defense, 3 linebackers. Play action, pulls it out, looks, those across the middle, and it's intercepted by Camden. And we hit him at the 16.
That's only Michael Barrett's third interception of the year. He was trying to fit it in there in a tight window to Xavier Jenkins, and the linebacker backed up and caught it for him right there. And Michael Barrett hangs his head as he walks off the sideline. Don't fret that young man. We'll come back for more.
Now mark it down at the 18 rather than the 16. It'll be first and 10 for Camden from there with 52.7 seconds to go here in the first quarter. We've proven we can move the football. We just need to get it in the end zone again.
we've proven we can stop them on third down too. Not as good a field position, even though we turned it over. Their ball is on the 18-yard line. We got to stop them here.
John Jones, he gives it to the up back. He gets hit immediately and will get absolutely nowhere. And Bill Osborne?
A little bit of misdirection there, too.
Walking up the stairs, Trey Jackson's in town with us tonight.
Georgia Tech must be off tomorrow.
Must be off. He's in town. Clock's running. We're at 33 seconds. They'll have to run one more play. It's second and seven. They're looking to the sidelines. Jones slides under center. Puts a man in motion. They give it on the jet sweep around the left side, and we string it out. He'll be close to the first down. Nope. Where they're going to mark him at is going to be the first down. Out to the 29-yard line. They'll stop the clock with 10.2 seconds to go, and the Vikings trailing 10-7.
Yeah, that jet sweep. They run him so close to the quarterback, it's sometimes hard to see if he gives it to him. It is a first down. He was able to get to the edge and get enough for the first down.
That should be the last play of the quarter because they should. Yep, it is. They're running it now. Vikings trail 10-7 as we go to the second quarter. We'll take a 60-second break back after this. Back at the CBC Bank Press Box, we go to the second quarter. Vikings trailing 10-7. We have flipped the field. It'll be first and 10 for Camden. At the 29-yard line, they're going from right to left on your radio dial. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings in a five-man front. And he gets hit immediately as he gets to the 30. So give him a yard, maybe a yard and a half.
Got a quarterback change here for the Camden Wildcats. Number 13, Jordan Strachan, is going to be your quarterback.
It's number 13.
Brings up second down and 9 to go. Camden's taking every bit of the play clock as they look over the coach. They're working with armbands tonight.
6'4", 195-pounder at quarterback. He's a senior. Slides under center. Gives it number 2 around the right side. Finds a hole against our line. There's going to be a hole, but it's coming. Down the field he goes, and we have to tackle him at the 30. There was a big hole over the left side.
Number 27 for the Vikings, Jordan Wright. Able to make the touchdown saving tackle. It's going to be a holding call, so it's going to back Camden up after a big gain right there.
That one's coming back.
Anytime that umpire throws the flag, Wes, it's usually holding.
I know. I spent many years at that umpire position.
Hands to the face sometimes as well.
Nine times out of ten when that flag is thrown, it is holding.
Usually when you got a hole that big and they're breaking that wide open, a lot of times the flag comes in, it's going to be holding. So that's exactly what they call. Going to back them up to the 21-yard line, their own 21-yard line.
Be second and 20. Strachan for Camden. Looks to the sidelines, gets the play. Second and 18. I thought it was tied in to their side of the field. Ball's on the ground. He picks it up and gets hit immediately, so he'll lose yardage.
Yeah, Camden quarterback turned to hand it off. Ball came out and recovered by the quarterback, so it's going to be another loss on the play. Camden's going in the negative direction.
That's back to the 18. Third and a taxi ride. Third and 21. Our fans urging other fans to come to their feet and support this defense. 10:20 to go here in the half. Vikings trail 10-7. Strachan gets it to the tailback. Out of that wing tee, he gets hit. He's still fighting on his feet. He'll get across the 20 up to the 21 or the 22, and Camden will have to punt.
Initial contact there was made up front, but Devon Holmes came in to clean it up. Looks like Camden was complacent with running the ball there and forcing the punt. We do send two receivers back now, Tyson Harris and Tavon Kyle, to return the punt.
Taylor Gibhart, their punter, standing back inside the 10. Tyson Harris, Tavon Kyle, back deep for our Vikings. Nice high kick. Tyson takes it at the 50. Gets to the middle. He spins, and he'll go down at the 50-yard line, right where he caught it at.
Yeah, good job by Tyson focusing on that ball coming in for the catch. It's going to give us good field position, probably our best field position of the night. Place it down at the 50. So that's where the Vikings will take over first and 10.
Right in the middle of the field as they'll be going from left to right on your radio dial.
Here
comes
we're
number 51, Palmer Henderson, as he brings that big old Sons of Thunder out on the field.
We're able to, like you said a minute ago, Wes, we're able to move the ball pretty good down the field. One little mistake there on the interception, so I think we can move it on Camden tonight so far.
Barrett calls for the ball, gives it to Travis Tisdale, the sophomore. He'll immediately pick up 4 yards. Make it second and 6 as we get into Camden territory down at the 46-yard line.
Tisdale running off that left side, able to get penetration. Had to be brought down by the linebacker there. Second down and 6 to go.
9:16 to go here in the half. We trail 10-7. Barrett, did get a Tisdale around the right side. Look at the sophomore squirt between two Camden defenders. He picks up the first down as he gets across the 40, and they'll mark him down at the 38.
They handed it off to Tisdale coming to the home side. He showed his open field speed, got across the sticks for a first down. He was able to just really get inside two defenders and get the first down.
First and 10 from Camden's 38. Tisdale stays in the ball game. Barrett calls for the football for our Vikings. Again, gives it to Tisdale up the middle, and there goes the sophomore. They will not catch him. Touchdown, Vikings.
38-yard run for Tisdale, and he wasn't touched one iota. The only person that could have made the tackle was the umpire, and he's too slow to make the tackle himself. Good job right there, Travis Tisdale, finding the open hole and getting upfield.
And I like to mock Keith Jackson. And he's only a sophomore.
Yeah, sophomore.
Guys, before we kick this here real quick, I got a comment. J.D. Lee, first one on the field to congratulate Travis Tiswell. Great to see that little dynamic at play.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Colton Broom waiting on the snap. Dagan Anderson does it. Foster puts it down, and we can do nothing. It was slow, and Foster just had to cover up the football. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back after this. Back at the CBC Bank Press Box, Vikings lead 13-10. Travis Tisdale, the sophomore, just showed him what kind of speed he's got. Vikings set to kick off. We'll go over to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and I Drive recap right after this kickoff. Eric Paulo set to kick off. He'll have the wind at his back this time. Camden sends number 4. It looks like Cole, I think that's, yes, Cole loading back deep.
Number 16 on the near side.
And that would be the Vegas Andrew Austin. High, high kick. Camden, oh, they touch it. Goes into the end zone for a touchback. They'll take over at the 20. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 3 plays. It went 50 yards. Travis Tisdale ran 38 yards for a Viking touchdown. Colton Broom attempted extra points. No good. Made it 13-10 Vikings with 8:44 left in the second quarter.
And that's our first lead of the night. The defense has played well. Only given up, you say you've given up 10 points, and those were given up and put them in a hole to do that.
Yeah, defensively, I think we've been able to contain their rushing attack so far. Camden's got 35 yards rushing on 14 carries. It's really been the turnovers that have done the difference for the Vikings. We've had 3 turnovers so far tonight.
Jordan Strayson back in at quarterback. He's under center, got a man in motion towards us. Gives it to the counter, number 2 around the right side, stringing it out. And there comes a flag in from the umpire. I mean, not from the umpire, from the referee behind the line of scrimmage. As number 2, Mickey Packard, was tackled behind the line of scrimmage. And let's see what the call is going to be. He looks over toward the Camden bench, holding against Camden.
We are going to take the 10-yard mark off here. We were able to stop him at the line of scrimmage. But the 10 yards is more important to us. It's going to back them up close to the 10-yard line. That's exactly where it's going to be, 10-yard line.
On the 10, and that will be first and 20 back at the 10. 8:38 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 13-10. You win this ball game, you're guaranteed of a home play, of at least one home playoff game. you put yourself in a position to play for the region championship next week. Strayson gives it to the fullback over the right side. He's got a hole as he gets across the 15 out to the 16-yard line. He'll pick up 6 yards on that carry.
Wes, one thing we're so familiar with is when you get behind the sticks in a wing tee offense, it's hard sometimes to get the first down. So Vikings are doing a good job tonight, forcing them in third and second long, third and long. Penalties sometimes have done it, but let's keep an eye on the big losses of the play to get them behind the sticks.
It is second and 13 at the 17-yard line. They've got to get out to the 30. 7:57 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 13-10. Ball on the far hash mark. Camden rolling from right to left on your radio dial. They've got a man in motion. Jones keeps it. Rolls this way. Play action looking. Throws out in the flats. And just as the ball got there, our receiver made contact. Knocked it away. Incomplete pass. And a great play.
Tymir Moore right there at the safety position. They rolled the quarterback to the near side, trying to get in the second level. Tymir Moore was having nothing of it. Good job by that young man breaking up that pass play. Third down.
Stops the clock with 7:41 to go. Third and 13. Back at Camden's 17-yard line. We've been in a four-man front, five-man now. Camden. Three receivers to the near side. Tied into our side. Strayson under center. Calls for the ball. Rolls this way. Looking. Starts to run. We hit him and take him down at the 20. He'll pick up 3 yards for the original line of scrimmage. But that's all. And they will have to punt.
Tommy Owens from that linebacker position. 5'10", 195-pound senior transfer. Able to make the stop. They got back to the original line of scrimmage. So 4th and 10. We do send back Tavon Kyle and Tyson Harris in punt return.
Taylor Gebhardt standing at the 5-yard line. 7 men up on the line of scrimmage for our Vikings. There's a snap. Gebhardt steps into it. Kind of like a line kick. Tyson Harris takes at the 42. Chips one man. Comes near side. He's across the 50. The 35. There's a flag for a hold by another man. Turns. He's at the 30. Gets a great block on the corner at the 20, the 25, the 10. The 5 takes it into the end zone for a touchdown, but it's coming back.
Yeah, the official that was running down saw something he didn't like. He threw it around the time we busted it wide open. I think this one's going to come back. The flag was thrown at the 46-yard line, and it's going to be blocking the back by the Vikings.
Yep. They'll bring that one back.
That negates a big punt return for a touchdown by Tyson Harris. Still going to be manageable field position for the Vikings.
Marty, did you see if that was a block in the back?
Guys, I did not see. I was watching, but I did not see. I don't know if it was maybe to the right of the play a little bit. I saw some pretty good blocks from the play, but I didn't see it. That's one of those things on punt return that you see a lot. You see that block in the back. It's hard to do, but. Great return there either way by Tyson and good blocking downfield. But this one is coming back, and we'll see what our offense can do.
Marty, think of that Spark Supply sideline update.
One thing you always got to be looking for, if that block comes and the defender lands on his face or if he lands on his side, usually determines whether that's a block in the back, and that guy must have landed on his face, so it is going to be a block in the back, backs the Vikings up to the 45-yard line.
Well, that ruins what Tyson and I talked about pregame. We're talking about him returning one tonight.
He's been close several times this year. The Turf Monsters got him a couple times, but negated that one right there.
1st and 10 Vikings from our own 45-yard line. Camden in a three-man front. Give it to J.D. Lee up the middle. There he goes. Splits two defenders. Still on his feet. Turning, they'll bring him down at the 31. Just that quick from the 45 to the 31.
Yeah, we found something that we like up the middle. We got a flag thrown on the play. It looks like it's probably going to be a personal foul. I didn't see what happened there. But flag was thrown late. We're clapping, so it looks like it'll be against Camden.
That's a 24-yard run by J.D. Lee down to the 31. Since it's outside the 30, personal foul. That'll be 15 yards, and that'll be a full 15-yard penalty because it's outside the 30.
Yeah, they're marking it off from the 32-yard line, so we're going to add yards to that. We looks like we found something up the middle that we like. Both Lee and Tisdale have been able to get to the second level, running it right up the gut.
Coach is signaling something into Michael Barrett. The umpire picks the ball up. And they'll take it all the way down to the 17-yard line. First and 10 from our Vikings in the red zone at the 17 with 6:36 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 13-10. There's a snap. Again to Lee. Pulls out. Now throws it across the middle to Marcus Gary. Into the end zone. Touchdown play action. Boy, had me fooled.
We got a flag on the far side. We must have jumped. They're going to stop the clock.
Flag on the far side of the field, guys. Not sure what the call is, but there's a flag that the line judge threw on Camden County sideline.
Yeah, so it looks like it's going to be coming back. But, yes, Wes, read pass option.
Both receivers were off the line over there, guys.
Illegal procedure.
Yeah, so it's going to negate a touchdown there. Read pass option, that's what's the beauty about it. You give it. Pull it out one time, throw it over the top there. Marcus Gary was able to get in the end zone, but it's going to be negated by an illegal procedure penalty.
Back it up 5 yards. From the 17, that'll move it back out to the 22, where it'll be first and 15 from the Camden 22 with 6:27 to go. Our Vikings leading 13-10. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Two receiver to the far side. Single receiver near side, that's Jenkins. Tisdale in the backfield. Cats in a three-man front, and they've got it spread wide. Give it to Tisdale up the middle. He runs right up that A-gap and gets hit as it gets across the 20, back to about the 18, so it should be like second and 11 from the 18.
Yeah, it took a big hit there when he got to the second level by the linebacker there. It is going to be placed down second and 11 for the Vikings.
Still ball on the near hash mark, going from left to right on your radio dial. We're inside 6 minutes to go now. Jenkins, Gary to the far side. Kyle and Harris. The ball goes to Harris, and a little pass out in the flats, turns and spins, and they'll run him out of bounds somewhere around the, nope, they say inbounds, and he's down at the 13-yard line. There's a flag on the play.
A little bit of extracurricular there with a lineman and a defensive lineman for Camden. Pickup on the play was pretty big. It was going to give us a manageable third down. Let's get the call here.
Marty, you're right down there, and you usually tell, was it the first man or the second man?
Guys, I was actually watching the play over here, so I did not see. Generally, the second man gets it. The Camden County D linemen kind of started clapping immediately, but this may be one of those offsetting deals.
Personal foul, Camden. Personal foul, Vikings. Offset and penalties, replay the down.
Every now and then I get one right, guys.
Good job,
yep.
Marty.
Thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update, Marty Rogers. And they're moving the chains.
Dead ball.
Oh, it was a dead ball. Thank you. I did not see the dead ball signal. So that means that we will get the result of the play. So it's going to be third and 5 is the ball down around the 12-yard line, 13-yard line. We've got to get just across the 8. Referee coming over. Nope, he's backing out. Barrett looking to the sidelines. Tisdale in the backfield with him. We've got trips to the far side. Nope, now we've got two to the far side, single receiver near side. Michael Barrett, play clock at 17. Plenty of time as he moves guys around, and we're going to take a Viking timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. Back after this. Back here at the CBC Bank Press Box, it's 5:30 to go here in the first half. Vikings lead 13-10. It is third and 5, the ball on the 12-yard line. Two receivers to the far side, single receiver near side. Tisdale in the backfield just to the left of Michael Barrett, our Viking quarterback. Vikings headed toward that south end zone. Camden in a three-man front, linebacker walks up, now two. Give it to Tisdale over the left side. He finds the hole, turns, spins, still on his feet, and he'll be close to that first down.
Yeah, Tisdale hit the hole hard, jump step to the outside. Let's go to Marty. You see that where they placed it down, Marty?
Guys, he's going to be a yard short, or about half, yeah, he's almost a yard short, guys. He needed to get to the 7, and they marked it on the 8, the 4th and 1.
Thank you, Marty, for the equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. 4th and 1. It'll be an empty backfield for Michael Barrett. 3 receivers near side, 2 far side. He keeps it, taps him on the butt. He'll have the first down at the 5. 1st and goal for our Vikings from there.
I like it. He comes up, acts like he's giving plays, just taps that center on the butt, and he gets it, turns those legs for the first down. We got 1st and goal, Vikings.
Guys, for 1 yard, that's the hardest play in football to defend. Defense is on their heels. They don't hear a snap count or anything. Great job there. Good call by Coach McPherson, and good job, Vikings.
First and goal. Ball on the far side of the field. Vikings headed toward that south end zone. Barrett calls for it. Gives it to Tisdale up the middle. Turns. He's behind that line of scrimmage. He is down close to the goal line.
Yeah, he hit the hole hard there. Initial contact was made at the line of scrimmage. He spun, dove, not able to get into the end zone. Second down, ball on the 1 yard line with.
Second and goal from the one. Barrett for the Vikings in the shotgun, calls for it. Gives it to Tisdale over the left side, spins, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
Yeah, they ran the exact same play there. This time when he spun, he was able to get in. And we're probably going to be going for two here, and that's exactly what we do after the missed extra point. We're going to be going for two.
There comes what Bill and I called a long time ago, the old plowboy formation. Bring them big hogs in.
Yeah, we ran it a couple times last week. Will Tolbert comes in, Devon Holmes comes in, Jeff Davis comes in. Going to be some lead blockers. We go to that pistol again. Read option pistol here. Keep an eye on that.
Barrett calls for it. High snap. Gives it to Tyson Harris. Harris is close. He's in for the 2-point conversion. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be back after this.
Thank you. That was close. Hey, can you... Hey, keep an eye on this. They're going to fake that and eventually tuck it, and Barrett's going to run to the pylon for the score.
Back at the CBC Bank Press Box here high above Martin Stadium. Wes James along with Taylor Biddle. 4:19 to go here in the half. The Vikings have now jumped out to a 21-10 lead, something that we needed to see. Our defense has been playing good, made some good stops. Now, let's kick this ball. We've got the wind. Paulo's got the wind at his back. This one's headed to the end zone.
Yeah, we forced some big three and outs and some penalties and backed them up behind the sticks like we talked about. We need to get that one more time and get a score before halftime.
Paulo. High kick. Sails into the end zone. And with that, let's go to Chuck Lawrence with the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 6 plays. It went 55 yards. Travis Tisdale ran at 1 yard for a Viking touchdown. Then Tyson Harris ran at 3 yards for a 2-point conversion to make it 21-10 Vikings with 4:19 left in the second quarter.
And now what would be nice to see is a quick 3 and out. Vikings come back and put some more points on that board, like I say, right before half.
Devon Holmes, Elgin Griffin, and number 91, Abby David, doing a good job up front, getting penetration on that wing tee, staying home on the misdirection as well. We need that a little bit more here.
Jordan Strayson, who took over for John Jones at quarterback, slides under center, faces a five-man front. They're in that wing tee, takes a snap, gives it to the tailback on the counter. We string him out, and down he goes at the 21, maybe a yard, and that's it.
Yeah, they were trying to get to the outside. Jahari Boone stepped up, first time we called his name tonight, stretching him out. Host of Vikings trailing the play, were able to make the tackle before he'd get big game.
That was DeVegas Austin on the carry for Camden. It is second and 9 at the 21. 3:54 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 21-10. Ball on the near hash mark. Camden going from right to left on your radio dial. 24 in motion toward the visitor side of the field. We string him out. Turn squares his shoulders. He'll pick up positive yards as we run him out of bounds somewhere around the 26-yard line.
Yeah, Brent Carter there able to clean up that tackle, but we were stringing him out. And eventually the sideline was our 12th defender.
Trevon Packard carrying the ball for Camden. It is third and 6 out at the 24-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. 3:39 to go here in the half. On the 24. Got a man in motion. They give it on a counter. We hit him. He's going to be close to the first down. They ran that counter much like we used to do. And let's see where they're going to mark it down at. Referee says, let's take a look at this one, fellas.
They're giving him first down.
Ooh.
The nose of the football on the 30, so that's enough for a first down.
First and 10 from the 30, 3:26 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 21-10, ball on the far hash mark. Camden right to the left on your radio dial. Strayson under center. Gives it to the fullback right up the middle. We hit him, stand him up, and drive him straight back, but not before he picked up a yard.
Yeah, first contact there, Jeff Davis and Jahari Boone again. going to be a short pickup. They were just running that fullback up the gut, two-yard gain.
Be second and eight as they get out to the 32. Ball again, like I said, on the far side of the field. Inside 3 minutes to go here in the half now. Vikings in a four-man front. Got our linebackers up tight. Strayson slides under center. Drops back. Looks. We start to chase him. Looking. Stop. Throws the ball way downfield up in the air. And we had it for a second. Thought we were going to intercept it about the 19, and we knock it down.
Strayson shows he's got a cannon in on the coverage there. Number 28, Tymer Moore. Only guy that really could make the catch there, and he was not able to do it. He's hating himself right now because he had an interception there.
Threw that ball 55 yards through the air, and I'll stop the clock with 2:30 to go here in the half and make it third and eight at the 32. Big stop here for our Vikings. Let's get ready, offense. Let's get ready to go. Strayson slides under center. Looks at that four-man Viking front. Puts the man in motion towards their side of the field. Again, drops back. Looks. Sees a hole up the middle. And we hit him. And he's going to be close to the first down as he gets out about the 30. They say to the 39-yard line. So it'll be fourth and one from there.
Drop back, trying to pass. Pocket was collapsing. He was able to get upfield. Tyson Shaw made the stop. It's going to be fourth and one. And it appears that Camden's going to be going for it.
You hear the cowbells. Crowds come to their feet. Strayson slides under center. Got a man in motion towards us. Stands up. Looks towards the sideline. Clocked at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and they call timeout. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the CBC Bank press box here at Martin Stadium. It will be fourth and one for Camden. They're out at their 39. A minute 46 to go here in the half. Camden trails 21-10. They get the football to start the second half. So we'd like to put a couple more points on the board before halftime. We need a big stop here.
They tried to draw us off sides there, Wes. Call timeout. I don't think they want to give us the ball back, so they want to go for it here.
Quickly they come to the line of scrimmage. Strayson under center. Calls for the ball. Gives it to tail back around the right side. And what do we got?
Another timeout.
Camden will take another 30-second break. Back here at the CBC Bank press box, we have had fourth and one for about 2.5 years now.
Yeah. They tried to draw us off sides once, called timeout, came out. We're about to run a play. They actually ran the play, but Coach Coffey on their sideline called timeout prior. And they come back to the line of scrimmage in the offensive formation. They're not going to be punting. They're going for it.
They are. A minute 46 to go here and a half. Vikings lead 21-0. Strayson quickly to the line of scrimmage. Slides under center. Takes it, gives it to the tailback over the right side. He has the first down as he crosses the 40 out to the 41, maybe the 42-yard line. And that'll stop the clock there and do just exactly what they wanted. Has to keep the ball away from our offense here at the end of the half.
Yeah, number four, Cole Loudon for them, running off the far side there. He hit the hole hard and was able to get the first down. They're coming back to the line of scrimmage pretty quick.
They set it down on the 43-yard line. Minute 39 to go. Wildcats out of timeouts. They roll right looking. Quarterback keeping them all. Cuts back against the grain. Gets hit. And he'll pick up 1, 2, 3, 4 yards as it gets out to the 47-yard line.
Yeah, it was a keeper the whole way. He was rolling out kind of on a bootleg with a few leading blockers and was able to get across the line of scrimmage for a 5-yard, maybe 4-yard pickup.
Now say second and 5 as we head toward the 1-minute mark here in the first half. Strayson in the shotgun now. Two receivers near side. Keeps one back in the backfield. We're at the 1-minute mark. High snap. Comes this way. Looks. We get a hand on him, and he's going down. Wow, what a play, Taylor Biddle. What a play by number 90.
Elgin Griffin was getting double-teamed, but he was still able to get penetration. The quarterback looks like he's going to be down. We got a timeout. Vikings will take one with them. We'll be right back after this 30-second break. Vikings leading 21-10.
Hey, guys, Taylor.
Yeah.
Taylor.
Yeah.
Y'all try to mention the Deloge Body Works impact players whenever a guy like that makes a play. Remind them that was one of our impact players.
Who had Griffin?
I had Griffin and Holmes. A couple times we've had Packard and Austin. You know, just every now and then throw that out there, give them a little more cover.
You mean the
traditions in Body Works.
Back at the CBC Bank press box, West James Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. And we've got 49.1 seconds to go here in the half. It will be third and 14 when Camden comes back on the field, back at their 39-yard line. They're going from right to left on your radio dial. We lead 21-10.
Good clock management there by Coach Mack. We had two timeouts in our pocket. Got a big third down, 49 seconds. They were just going to run the quarter out, and Coach Mack called a timeout, making him run one more play.
And we've still got one timeout left. Strayson in the shotgun. That's not Strayson. That's Jones back in. Throws out in the flats. Catch made, and receiver goes down immediately, and there's a flag for a hold.
Yeah.
Now, I would decline it and go fourth down.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't want to give him any more plays here. If a hold is what the call is, they didn't gain anything on that play. Pass out to the flats was low, and he just caught it and fell on the ground. Holding is the call, so we're going to decline that and make him punt.
That's what I would do. Stops the clock, and the thing of it is, incomplete pass stops the clock with 44.3 seconds to go. The last time we touched the football on a punt, Tyson Harris took it to the house, but it got called back for a block in the back. Gebhardt back to punt for Camden. Now we send back number 22. That's Terrell Belcher. And he's standing back about the 25. And we may be going after this one, fellas. We got some speed up on the line. We may be going after this one. Watch them right here. Battle axes are ready to be swung. And there's the snap. And we, nope, call timeout before that.
No, official timeout.
The official call timeout. We've got 10 men up on that line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
On this side, we've got Tyson Harris. On the far side, we've got Fred Stewart. Both of those guys can fly.
Brent Carter as well over there. So we've got Jordan Wright. We've got some guys up front that usually get some speed up there. And we've sent back Belcher to return the punt. I don't think he's ever been back to return a punt for us. Could be wrong.
And there's a snap, and he gets it away. Belcher signals fair catch at the 31-yard line.
Yeah, we were coming after it. We had five guys there that could almost get a hand on it. Good job by those guys by not roughing the kicker, because that's absolutely what you didn't want to do, is turn the ball over back to them because of a roughing call. Belcher, good job there on the fair catch and making it first down Vikings.
Now, on over here, I called it an incomplete pass. It wasn't. That's why the clock started. That's when the clock started, when the referee wound it.
He caught it.
He made the catch,
yeah, he
and then
caught it.
Then he fell down.
And they threw a flag is what stopped it.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right. So Vikings come back out on the field on offense, ball on the 32-yard line.
We've got 31.6 seconds to go and one timeout.
Empty and backfield.
Empty back. Three free receivers near side, two to the far side. Camden in a three-man front. They've got three linebackers, that old 3-3 stack they used to call. Coach Max down there talking to the officials, wanting to know what's going on.
Marty, you got any clarification what they're talking about?
Official timeout.
Marty, any clarification, brother?
Sorry, I had my earpiece off trying to get a word of what's going on. The coaches, our coaches, of course, arguing that when we called the timeout there, when they called holding a couple plays ago, they ran off 5 seconds after we called timeout. So they brought the official over to talk to him. He's now talking to the official in the press box trying to get clarification. But we're saying there should be 5 more seconds on the clock.
Now
they're going to change it to 38.
Now, the one thing you notice now, I don't know if you noticed from up here, but down there they do have the headphones just like they do in the SEC, where they've got the communication between all the officials. They're doing it in high school now, so they can talk while they're on the field. Goes to 38 seconds.
They do, Wes, and I give Coach Mack a lot of credit there. He called the white hat over, said, I'm not trying to, you know, be a headache here, but y'all ran clock off after I called timeout. Sure enough, they checked with the guy in the booth, and they did put more time on clock.
Marty, think of that equipment, parts, supplies, sideline update. Empty backfield. Three receivers near side, two far side. Barrett drops back, gets hit, and he goes down, gets sacked back at the 21, and the clock's just going to continue to run.
Yeah, we're going to have to run a play first. Barrett, nobody there to pick up the blitz as it came. He was trying to scramble to get away from it, not able to do it. We actually are not going to have to run a play. They've set the ball down now and just now running the play clock. Game clock is at 16.
Barrett in the shotgun. Tisdale back there with him. Slides him to his right. Calls for the ball. Drops straight back. We pick it up. Looking. Turns. And he'll go down back at the 10. That clock will run out right there. We'll go to halftime, leading 21-10. Let's go downstairs to Marty Rogers and Coach Mack.
Coach, you take a lead into the halftime, 21-10, despite three early turnovers. How do you feel like the team play?
Hey, we're playing hard. First play wasn't no good.
No, Coach, it wasn't, obviously. But, of course, you rebound. You've got 200 yards or so rushing until, of course, a couple sacks there late. What do you have to say about your offense and the way they're moving the ball on the ground?
I think we're doing a good job. I mean, we settled down. We know what they're doing on defense now. We just got to come back out and execute the second half.
Absolutely, Coach. Thank you.
Marty, thank you for that Deloach coach's interview. And we lead at halftime 21-10. We'll take a five-minute break. We'll be back after this.
And welcome back to Martin Stadium. This is the Lounge Halftime Show, brought to you by Benefit Advisors of Georgia and the Valdosta Insurance Services. Whatever life has in store for you, they've got you covered. As we get here to halftime, we're watching the Camden County Wildcat Band as they perform on the field here at Martin Stadium. Vikings leading 21-10. This game did not start out well, guys. Joining me here in the halftime show is Chuck Lawrence and Taylor Stubbs. Guys, first play, a backwards pass, gets knocked out. Camden goes in for 7 points, and they're up 7-0 all of a sudden.
It was at the start of the game, you're like, uh-oh, like we didn't want to start off, but we did start off on bad foot. But 8 plays later, we bounced on the field and scored again to tie it up 7-7.
Yeah, it really was. And again, then Camden comes down the field. We fumble again. We turn the ball over on a bad punt. It's a muff punt. They get the ball at the 30. They're able to get down. They don't get into the end zone. They kick the field goal. Then we throw an interception as well. And, boy, we're just thinking the wheels are falling off. But, Chuck, the Vikings have still put points on the board. 230 yards of rushing so far in the first half.
Yeah, we're not having a problem moving the ball. It's just, like I said, that fumble, the muff punt, the interception. The interception, we're inside, the 20 when he threw it, right at the 20?
Yeah.
You know, there's possible 7 points easy.
Yeah.
But we're up 21-10. So after all that, we're still up 21-10. Can't bust too much.
Yeah, and I said that we were over 200 yards rushing, but that was right before the two sacks, right there at the end of the half, of course, as Michael Barrett's trying to look downfield, find an open receiver. He sacked twice, and that pulls some of those yards off of there. So actual official stats are 22 carries for 199 yards on the first half. 11 first downs for the Vikings, 5 first downs for Camden, but Camden has really dominated, as we expected, holding the ball in time of possession, guys. I mean, it just seems like that's what the wing T does.
Right. They're trying to control the clock, and that's what they're doing. They've only ran 24 plays for a total of 61 yards so far.
Wow, that's big time. But, again, they're controlling the clock. They get the ball to start the second half, and they just tried to run it out there at the end of the half, trying to hold on to it. We were able to stop it, force them into a punt. But then we couldn't muster anything trying to throw the ball downfield. And I guess, Chuck, when you think about that, sometimes when you go away from your game plan, you don't play as effectively, and that's what we saw at the end of the half.
Yeah. One thing I've noticed is both teams look, I think the word is discombobulated.
Discombobulated, we'll go with
something
that.
Something like that, 10-cent word for you. They both look out of sorts.
Yeah.
You know, the fumbles, I think, and the interception have thrown us off. I would love, like we did last week, come out, let's go over the top, hit them downfield a couple of times, let's blitz them. We've got an 11-point lead. Let's go over the top and hit them downfield.
Look at the passing yards. Stubbs, what do we got there?
Passing yards right now, Lowndes has four attempts, two completions for four attempts with five passing yards.
You know, I said at the countdown to kickoff, I said this was a game that the Vikings have been balanced all year long, but I thought they were going to run, and that's what we've done. But again, we've been running, and Chuck, I think you make a good point. Our first offensive series, do we come out and throw it over the top?
Well, I think we've ran so much, some play action right now.
Yep.
They're probably going to bite. Tavon, Kyle, Xavier, let's throw it up and let's see what they can do. Like we did start last game.
We have thrown it over the top two times, and each time it's been called back on a penalty.
Yep, that touchdown got called back.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, let's give them a chance. Throw it over, you know, first down, let's hit them. And then we got two more downs, we can get our 10 yards and keep on going.
Yeah, and that's the thing, but we have run so effectively. Michael Barrett has been the key. I know Michael's got 87 yards, and you take away about 30, probably two sacks back there to end the half, or he'd be over 100 probably most likely.
His longest run on the night is 33 yards. And then also you got to think about Travis Tisdale. He's had a night as well. He's had nine rushes for a total of 83 yards.
And he's been, and tonight Tisdale has been. One thing I like about him, I believe he's a sophomore.
Yep, that's it.
He never, ever gets brought down with the first hit.
No.
It's two, three hits down the field, fight.
Yep.
He also looks for contact. He's trying to create that contact, trying to run somebody over, as we've seen in a couple of
legs never stop turning. He's down. He's a north and south.
He is that. Tisdale, only a sophomore. We're going to expect a lot more out of him. As the Camden County Wildcat Band finishes up, we're getting ready to see the Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen. We're going to take another five-minute break here on the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services Halftime Report. We come back, we'll recap again the halftime stats. Get you ready for the second half as the Vikings lead 21-10 here in Martin Stadium. We'll be right back after this five-minute break.